Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
What was the final verdict on the Brom interview?
I'm not seeing it in the Dropbox right now.
Not shocking. Like, James can't do everything.
Yeah, I know.
Right? If James doesn't cut it, it doesn't happen for us.
I'd say there's something to that.
All right, you have the sound, Zach. No, it's not there. Damn it.
Of all of the clips to not cut, that's
okay.
The one.
Exactly. That's the perfect one.
You know what I would do?
It was legendary.
My laser pointer out. If something's great, if something's on top of it, mark it, cut it.
Yeah.
That's just moving forward.
Yeah.
I'll just do that.
Forward.
Zach, you see, you can do that.
Zachy C didn't like that. He says, give me the mic. I'm a host. 437-9680 UPS Jobs Text Line. It's the Roundtable live out here, 812 Hemp in Clarksville, Indiana. Come say 420 fun. Get 25% off of whatever you get. They have CBD items. They have the Delta 8, Delta 9, and Delta 9 items, too. Don't need a medical card or anything of that nature. It's all safe. It's all legal. It's all 100% organic. And D.D. Taylor, the owner-operator of both stores, 502 Hemp and 812 Hemp, is a family business. She started this with her husband, basically making CBD for him. And he had various ailments, used some CBD, was able to cure those and get those things under control. And she said, you know what, we need to expand this and offer these treatments, this health and wellness to everybody. So come out here, say hello, get what you need to get. And our good friend Wilson, who's hanging out with us, he'll help you out. I already had about 5-6 customers roll in while we've been here. So it's kind of been a rotating or revolving door of people coming in and purchasing things. And hopefully they're saying 420 fun to get that discount. All right, we also want to say thanks to George and the Beer Nose team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios today, celebrating 46 years in Louisville. Yeah, it's that good. Beer Nose pizza. So Max, we weren't there to eat the Beer Nose today.
No.
Unfortunately. So it was sad, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was great.
Thank you,
I guess
James.
I can
Very
eat
good.
A jar of honey that's sitting on the shelf right here.
Yeah, it's 100% local honey. There you go. You take a little of that. Wilson says he's got a taste test for you if you want some honey.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh, yeah.
There you go. That means
I'm a honey fiend.
Your allergies, it helps your allergies and all that stuff out, the local pollens, there you go.
Like, people do not understand just how much of a superfood honey is.
It is, like, yeah. Absolutely incredible. It's incredible.
Yes. Did you also know honey doesn't go bad?
Really? It doesn't ever go bad. I love that. Bad. It is a superfood in more ways. I might buy a jar on my way out. How about that? Do a little scoop of honey every day when I wake up in the morning.
Have you ever done fermented garlic in honey?
No.
For like when you're sick?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't recommend.
You swear by this. Wilson knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I think Wilson, I bet, can give us a natural health lecture.
Oh yeah,
with slides and everything. He looks like a natural health dude. I there's nothing. Look, he's getting the honey ready. Let's go.
This is fantastic.
This is great. Who knew we were going to get honey today?
This is my guy.
Yeah,
this
Wilson.
Is my guy.
Wilson is the guy. Yeah, 812 him. Come say hello to Wilson. All right, 437-9680. Now it was a big day, Mac. Before we get back to some more sports stuff, we know there was a major album release today. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I'm fully aware of.
Full aware that. Yes, Taylor Swift released her album. Is the Tortured Poets Department? Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is.
Now there's a Twitter account called 3 Year Letterman. Are you familiar with 3 Year Letterman?
What do you think?
He's hilarious. He's really, really funny.
Sorry.
It's a parody account.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Three-year
Letterman coach.
Three-year Letterman. Okay, Youth football coaching legend, diehard Georgia.
That's what it was, yes.
Yes. So this
I thought we were talking about another album again. No, I was.
No. So he did a review. Oh, Taylor Swift's album. Okay, here it is. New album review, Tyler Swift's Dead Poets Society. I have spent the last hour listening to this album, shaking with rage and punching my phone screen. I give this album 0 stars and strongly encourage all parents to not let their kids listen to it. The album is littered with profanity and references to alcohol, drugs, sex, video games, and witchcraft. Here's why you should avoid this. Number one, the very existence of this album is a major patent violation. There is already a movie starring Robin Williams as a teacher with this exact same title where he teaches his students about seizures. Thus, Tyler Swift could only make this album with his consent, which he can't get because he's dead. Number two, the very first song encourages kids to play Fortnite, which is dangerous. Number three, the repeated use of the F word confirms Tyler is not nearly as good of a role model as Demi Lovato and Ashley Simpson. Thank you, Wilson.
Oh,
little
Wilson,
honey. Yeah, we'll taste this live on air. Here, I'll finish this. So let's get some honey here. That's delicious. Oh, man, that's really good. Mm.
Yeah,
I'm definitely buying a jar of this. All right, everybody. All right. Continuing. Number four. Thank you, Wilson. That's good. Number four. There isn't a single song on this album that holds a candle to Warm It Up by Crisscross. Number five. Absolutely no one would be listening to this album or know who she was if her husband wasn't Jason Kelce. Number six. The album is unpatriotic as one of the songs, which I skipped, has London in the title. Number seven, the album disrespects timeshares because she can't afford a Riverside timeshare in Pigeon Forge like me. You can either love America or you can love this album, but you cannot love both. Do not listen. So there you go, the 3-year Letterman review of the,
awesome.
The new Taylor Swift album. So how about that? I am excited for an album release tonight, Max. The newest Pearl Jam album dropped today as well. I will be at my home after this listening to it on my deck tonight. So I'll be going to – I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. This is like their 10th or 11th album release. Now, I think it's called Dark Matter, so I cannot relate for that. I will not be listening to Taylor Swift. What's more pretentious, a band named Vampire Weekend or an album called Tortured Poets Department?
I don't know.
I would contend they're both pretentious, but Tortured Poets Department, I mean, that just reeks of bougie pretentiousness. I can't. Every time I see that, I'm like,
isn't
that's
like the majority of all music today pretentious anyway?
I mean, music in general seems
let me rephrase that. Mainstream music.
Yeah, it seems to have lost the fun in music, overall.
You've got 14 people in a room writing the songs now. Like, no one writes their own songs anymore.
Yes.
And you've got so many corporations that are like, well, this is what the algorithm says people like.
Right, they like tortured poets. That's what they like. All right, let's go. We'll get back to sports. Don't yell at me, text line. I'm getting back to sports. Stop it. Don't embarrass me in front of Wilson. All right, Du Fierro is close to making a decision. He's cut his list, Max, okay? And one of the names actually shocked me that was on his list. So let me go ahead and pop this up. Du Fierro is still considering Kentucky, which I like. I'm hoping he's a guy that Mark Pope can keep around. I really like his game. I really think it'll grow into next year. But here's his list so far. This is according to Jeff Borzillo. Pitt, North Carolina, 2 ACC teams. Arkansas, didn't see that one coming. Kentucky and Indiana. So I that's a good list. I mean, you have North Carolina, Indiana, obviously, they're throwing money at everybody. Mike Woodson's created a good roster, which I don't know how a Du Fierro would fit into what he's building there. But nonetheless, the one that surprised me, though, Max, is Arkansas. Because it seemed as if Adu Thiero and his father were not happy with his role on the team and the minutes that he was getting. I mean, his dad was very, very vocal on social media about how he thought Adu Thiero wasn't getting the playing time he needed to get and wasn't being utilized correctly. So I was a little bit surprised to see Arkansas on that list. But I think the trending pick for him right now is Pitt. So we'll see how that shakes out. But I'd love to have Adu Thiero back in Kentucky next year. I think he makes an immediate instant impact. But if you get Amari Williams and great Asaro, I don't know if you have a place for Adu Thiero, but I would like it personally.
I mean, I'm more of, you know, let's get some of the guys from like BYU or another mid-major.
Really? So you'd rather go more mid-majors and no Adu Thiero?
I think you said go more Mormons. I was like, well, I mean, if they can shoot a ball, yeah, I don't care about the religious background. Yeah,
I don't either. I don't care.
You shoot a ball.
Shoot a ball, you get the orange ball in the round hoop. You can come play basketball at the University of Kentucky for Popey Boy. Yes, it doesn't matter what the what your religious affiliation is. Or maybe you don't have a religious affiliation. It doesn't
matter. I don't
care
about your religious affiliation. I don't care about your politics. Nothing. I legit don't. You can get in the hoop. All right. We're squared away.
Except for me, if you support the Green Party. I'm kidding. I don't care about the Green Party.
Of all the things to get a stance on.
Yeah, I'm anti-Green Party. How dare they? They try to screw up the election. We don't need third-party candidates. It splits the vote.
Then you don't believe in what George Washington said.
I know. I'm kidding. I don't. That's what people say, though.
Are you a third party? Do you endorse
third voted. Party? I voted third party multiple times.
So you threw your vote away.
Yes.
You voted on standards and your ethics.
Yes, I voted on standards and ethics and the fact that, I mean, I've done it a couple times where I voted third party because I'm like, I can't, I might do it this time. If we're all being honest and open right now, I may vote third party this
well,
upcoming
election. We all
know cycle.
That federal votes don't count anyway. So.
That's true, yes. Yeah.
It's already been decided.
It's been decided.
It was
yeah.
decided years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so cute you think you get a voice.
I do my patriotic duty. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good. I voted today, and you get the button or the sticker
the
or whatever
sticker.
It is. Yeah, now it's a sticker. I won't take a picture with the sticker, though. I'm not a sticker picture person.
I now, anytime I go to vote, I tell them I don't want it. The person will hand it to me. I go, I don't want that. And they don't know what to do with
you
that.
You tell them to their face. But they are shocked because it's
yeah, I don't want that.
It's a big look at me thing.
Exactly.
On social media. I mean,
it's everything now. Like, anytime you get some sort of thing to show that you did something.
Yeah.
You've got to post about it. It's like Kramer with the AIDS ribbon.
Oh, that was hilarious. You got to have the ribbon.
You got to have
the ribbon. Where's the ribbon? And then that's a great episode.
You're a ribbon bully.
It's a great episode. They kick his ass. We should have done, Max, speaking of that, we should have put on social media us eating this honey. That's what we should have done.
Exactly.
We should have put that out there.
I ate a superfood.
Yeah, I ate a superfood today. Look at me. Hey, did it happen if you didn't post it on
Wednesday? Do you have any stickers that say I ate honey today?
I don't.
No, he doesn't.
We do have some 812 hip stickers over there, that's for sure.
Can I put a bumper sticker?
I ate local honey today. that's the real patriotic duty. Today, Mike DeCourcy put out an article where he graded new coaching hires at major programs. Mike DeCourcy, who is notorious for being very kind in his grading system, he loves all coaches. He gives all coaches high grades, but he did give Ole Miss an F last year for hiring Chris Beard. I think it's the first time he gave anything under a C, to be honest with you. Okay, so let's go through.
What did he give Kenny Payne?
Oh, probably like an A-, B+. If we're being honest here, I bet he did.
I mean, let's all be honest. We all thought that was a pretty good hire.
Oh, everybody did. Yeah. And especially Louisville fans. Not all, again, they're going to come over the text line. And, yeah. Maybe not all of you, but the majority of Louisville fans bought into it. And we thought the same thing. It was going to be a good hire. We were wrong. But Mike DeCourcy, he is notorious. So John Calipari's up first. Record of 855 and 263. What grade do you think he gave Arkansas for hiring John Calipari?
I'm going to go A-.
A+.
Well, of course.
He loves Cal. Mike DeCourcy.
I thought there would be at least a little bit of unbiased, like, yeah, but again, he hasn't won an NCAA
tournament.
He hasn't gone to the Sweet 16 in
5 years or however long it's been. Well, this is what he says, okay? He says the following. They're also getting Calipari at the age of 65. That doesn't mean he is short on energy, but it does mean the Razorbacks won't be getting 15 years out of him like Kentucky did. There have been plenty of theories about why Calipari won just a single NCAA tournament in the past 3 years, and most have them have been proven to be bunk. He supposedly was behind the offensive curve, then produced a 2023-24 attack ranked number 7 in efficiency at KenPom. He supposedly was two-witted, a five-star freshman, but lost twice in the first round as a high seed with multiple upperclassmen in his rotation. No one's likely to believe it was anything as mundane as bad injury luck. Of course, that's what it is.
Okay, hold on. All right.
Speak your piece.
If you're gonna go and say, well, originally you all said it's because he didn't have offensive prowess. Well, look at him last year. Look at him this year and how much it improved. It's like, okay. Look at the defense.
Yeah. He admitted that.
And then he goes, well, look. You all said that he couldn't win with the freshmen. Then he gets older guys, and then he can't win. It's like, you just got to let him do him. You know what that shows me? He's single-track minded, and he's not smart enough to be able to handle the entire offense. It's like, thank you for proving my point even more.
I like that.
He's a bad coach.
There you go. Little Max Gobby going to DeCourcy. I love it. All right, so Mark Pope. Record 187 and 108 overall. What grade do you think he gave Popey Boy?
B minus.
B.
All right.
Gave him a B. He says,
A'ight.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. So here's his overview. So many who were invested in Kentucky basketball over the past half decade were eager for a change in the head coaching position. Was it to punish the coach for failing to advance in the recent NCAA tournaments, or was it a genuine belief that there was a better coach out there or a coach with better chance to reach the Sweet 16 and beyond? Mark Pope has demonstrated ability to design offensive attacks around three-point shooters, something essential to success in modern college basketball. He only has a high major coach for a single season, but four of his five BYU teams won at least 20 games. He will need to navigate the recruiting process at a higher level than he's been required to at any point in his career. So there you go. He kind of likes Popey Boy. All right. Pat Kelsey, 261 and 122 record. What grade do you think DeCourcy gave PK?
I'm going to go B+.
You nailed that one. He gave him a better grade than Pope. It's hard to imagine anyone on this list hired someone with a greater degree of energy and enthusiasm than Kelsey. And his record as a head coach nearly is immaculate. One losing season in a dozen years at the mid-low major level. Only two finishes outside the top three of his league. Five NCAA tournament bids. Is that impressive or amazing? Amazing. That's amazing, Max. Ugh. It remains puzzling, though, why it took
this long.
Isn't
that a major red flag if you have a losing record as a basketball coach?
He has a winning record.
No. He says only one losing season.
Oh, right. Only one losing season, yeah.
Isn't that, like, a little bit of a red flag?
It's a little bit of a red flag, but still, he
and
likes.
And everyone's going to say, well, what about John Calipari? I go, all right, well, let me prove my point again. Is it a little bit of a red flag
if he's had a losing record at Kentucky? Which he did. He had a losing record at Kentucky.
Twice.
No, just what? Once.
Oh, just one?
Yeah,
just the one season?
The year he made the NIT, they still had a winning record.
Oh, okay.
With the New Orleans Noel team, they had a winning record.
Gotcha.
They made the NIT. But, yeah, the 9-16 year, that was obviously the worst. But, yeah, he likes Pat Kelsey. So he likes John Calipari, then Pat Kelsey. Then he actually ranked Kentucky's higher, the third, out of the three. So, I mean, I don't know, Max. Is it because Mark Pope, what he has to follow, is so much more difficult than what Pat Kelsey had to follow? I think that's what it is. Because Pat Kelsey, I mean, has to follow Kenny Payne, who won 12 games. It's going to be better no matter what. No matter what, it's a better hire. It's a B-plus hire compared to Kenny Payne. Mark Pope following John Calipari, regardless of all the warts that he has.
Not even just following behind Calipari, but just taking the job of the University of Kentucky basketball program.
Yeah,
that in itself.
Period.
And of all the names that are, I mean, more qualified for that role,
mm-hmm.
and you weren't on anyone's radar. You may have been on Mitch Barnhart's radar, but no one else's.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, I legit agree with it. Now, I don't agree that Arkansas should be getting an A+, especially with the news that Jerry Jones is going to be doubling all the NIL offers.
That's right.
Kentucky.
Yes.
It's like, well, I mean, Jerry Jones has had all this money for the longest time, and look what's happened with the Dallas Cowboys. So it's like,
it's perfect for Calipari. The Cowboys always lose his first round of the playoffs.
Exactly.
So there you go. I mean, it's a perfect marriage between Jerry Jones, Arkansas, and John Calipari that still tracks. So, no, I'm with you. Now, the rest of the coaches, Dusty May, who was on Louisville's radar, going to Michigan, he gets an A-. Let's see here. Andy Enfield, the guy that kind of started all this, him going to SMU, he gets a B+. Eric Musselman, who goes from Arkansas, that opened up the door for John Calipari. He was the Southern Cal. He gets an A-, okay? So there you go. Those are the big ones. I mean, Max, he gave one grade under a B-. And
all these coaches are just going to do such a great job.
Yeah, they're all going to win. They're all going to win at extraordinary levels, except for I think it was the guy that followed Mark Pope at BYU. Yeah, he got a C-. Kevin Young gets a C-.
That could be discriminatory.
Yeah, you're right.
Why,
exactly.
The one Mormon, like he's not gonna do well.
Yeah, exactly. The one guy going to the Mormon school is not going to do well. All right, let's read some texts here. Texter, the most talented player Mark Pope was ever going to get just declared for the draft yesterday. Talking about Reed Sheppard. Thank you, Texter. What will your schedule be like now that you are a juror in the Trump trial? I am not a juror in the Trump trial.
Allegedly, you're not.
Allegedly, I'm not. I'd be doing a lot of flying back and forth if that were the case. Texter, Rick said, oh, man, I think I made a mistake. When we were doing the Joe Biden stuff and I said corn pop, apparently I said porn cop.
had a Biden gaffe.
I did.
Oh my gosh.
At least this time. I fought a drug dealer named Porn Cop back in the day. At least this texture.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
James.
Yes, you did.
I did. Oh no.
Dude, Biden's just straight up roasting you going, that Strebel, he goes out calling people Porn Cop.
Uncle Bozy.
Look here, fat. You porn cop.
You porn cop. James, do you have Tanner or somebody that can cut that?
Oh, yeah, I've already got it cut. I thought that's what you were going for.
No, I was going for corn pop. I wasn't going for porn cop. Those are two different things. Corn pop's a cereal, porn cop. I don't know what that is. What's a porn cop
do? Google that.
No, do you, not Google
you
that.
You have it. All right, go BBN conversation. I thought y'all knew.
No, I didn't know. All right, James, if you have it ready, let me know.
No, I don't have it ready. I'll get it.
All right, whenever. Yeah, just let me know.
Oh my,
whisper in my ear.
I didn't even catch that.
I didn't either. You know how I get a little muddled mouth every once in a while. It's part of who I am. I can't help it. I got to stutter sometimes. I mix up my words. I said porn cop. Texter, if Strebel sings karaoke, does he have a go-to song? I have a number of go-to songs. Like The Doors, because I have a deeper voice. I can do some, like Jim Morrison pretty well. Break on through to the other side. I like doing that one. L.A. Woman's a favorite of mine, Roadhouse Blues. Also, I like Oh What a Night by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. That's a good one that I do. Those usually are my go-tos. If I get really inebriated, I'll do Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit or Faith by Limp Bizkit. That's when you know old Round Daddy's had a little too many Bush Lights.
We need to get Round Daddy home.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. My wife's like, get in the car. I have to take you home. So those. All right, Texter, don't the Merovingians decide who's president? That's a great text.
That's a great text.
That's a deep deep conspiracy knowledgeable text. The bloodlines go back to the Merovingians. Oh, I love that. You just warm my heart, Texter. Texter, a reporter from Arkansas saying KP getting $900,000 per year. Good for him. Louisville fans get so mad that KP got a job. They were so mad that KP got a job yesterday. They wanted him to be homeless. Look, I get it. Like, he only won 12 games. Like, they didn't want him to work ever again. They were so mad that John Calipari hired him.
You want me to say something that's really controversial?
Yeah.
Really? KP is probably actually a really good associate coach.
He is.
A really good assistant coach.
He was good
at
Kentucky.
There's just some people that are not good at head coaches. There's great people that are great. If you just give them a job to do, they're able to do.
Yes.
Would you all want him at Kentucky again?
I'd take him, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
We already laid up the scenario. Okay. We'd love it to happen. Yes. If he was at Kentucky and he gets kicked out and he beats Louisville, it'd be, James, I would float forever.
I was talking to Tanner and Nick in the back. And I was like, if you were going to jump out of an airplane, would you want KP to give you the instructions?
Well, no. I would want the, like, professional backpack pilot guy in the plane to give me the instructions.
What KP to get? No, of course not. But I mean,
I would want a trained professional giving me the instructions.
I mean, even if he was a professional, you know, skydiving person. I mean, he was a professional basketball coach.
How many nine foot?
Skydiver, jump
out of plane. Professionals are there.
Well, I mean, like,
that
he's a basketball
like the right
coach,
body
and
type.
He didn't do a good job of giving instructions to his players. He didn't do a good job in press conferences. That's what I was getting at.
Well, okay. Well,
they didn't understand his methods, James. It's too
it's right.
Too,
right. You all didn't either.
It was too advanced. He was too advanced.
Just give him another chance.
You know, agree to disagree.
He needs another head coaching job.
You agree to disagree. You know, I actually got out of skydiving because of what you just said. My wife, she liked it. She did it. She had a skydiving experience. We have a DVD and everything of her jumping out of this plane and everything. So I got it for her birthday one year because she's always wanted to do it. And she's like, "You should really come with me." I'm like, "No, honey, there's a weight limit, and I exceed the weight limit. So I get out of everything like that." It's like,
is there a weight limit?
No, there is. There really is. Yes, I looked it up because I'm terrified of heights and I didn't want to do it. So I wanted to make sure that I had a real built-in, legit excuse why I couldn't join her on the skydive trip, and that was the reason why. I was like, "I can't. There's a weight limit here," and of course, here come the text. You're fat, but that's okay. James, do we have the sound ready?
I'm not going to be able to have it just yet. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No. We'll get it next. We'll get it after the break. We'll definitely get it after the break. All right. A couple more texts here. Then we'll take a break and get that sound. Texter, Round Daddy, you're apparently you're anti-UAK. I am not. Texter, you're disparaging the Green Party while at 812 Hemp a day before 420. I think it's more of like Earth, like Green Earth.
Not regardless. Well, that's what it used to be, you know, because, you know, there was also the party switch. So, like, a lot of Democrats became Republicans. Republicans turned Democrat kind of the earlier parts of the United States.
That's true.
So maybe that's what the Green Party did.
There you go.
Let's be also very – let's call a spade a spade. Yeah. Usually if you're the Green Party, you are – to itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You're at 812 Hemp.
Yes.
You are. Texter, Taylor Swift and Pat Kelsey are celebrating the new album tonight at, leaving that alone, Porn Cop on Penn Island.
Oh, what a deep cut.
That's great. The Fieros like to stir the pot and complain. A dude's dad transferred from Cal over playing time, but still sent his kid, who's a three-star development player, to play for Cal. I like a dude, but maybe the headache isn't worth it. There could be a little truth to that. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, I have to see if Max has seen this picture of Brock Vandergriff and what he thinks about it. That's number one on my list. Memphis has a FedEx deal that's pretty crazy. Mark Pope has been zooming, and Travis Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring, which is a great story. There too. So we'll do all that coming back. Before we do that, though, Sonatrol, that's right. Sonatrol is the number one rated security system in Kentucky with over 350 five-star reviews on Google. They're locally owned and family operated for over 35 years. Sonatrol of Louisville is the number one rated security company in Kentucky with over 350 five-star reviews on Google. Go visit them on sonatrolky.com. Check out all of the technology they have, high-resolution cameras, cameras that you can see clearly. It's not right on your door, and they also have technicians that will work with you to service your business or your home down the road. Also, I mean, they have the best technology. They also work with the police or the fire department as they're on the way to your house. Tell them where the bad guys are, where the fire is. They'll help you out. Give them a call, 502-966-8999, or visit them at sonatrolky.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Hello, University of Kentucky. Man, I wish I could be there with you guys tonight. It's impossible for me to describe how much I love this university, my teammates, and you fans. But I'm going to try.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, here we are at 812 Hemp. hanging out with our good friend Wilson. Max and Wilson have become fast friends.
Oh, yeah.
You guys,
100%.
Yeah, guys are buddies now. We're going talking about honey, local honey.
He's on the carnivore diet. Also, it's literally like, all right, yeah.
Are we best friends? Yep. So again tonight, don't forget Louisville football spring game 6:30 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville, Reds versus Angels 7 p.m. on ESPN 680 105.7. Lou City at Loudoun. United FC, 3:45 p.m. on ESPN 680 105.7. That's tomorrow. Then you also have Louisville baseball at Miami, 5:50 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Reds at Angels, 6:10 p.m. on ESPN 680 105.7. That's all your Saturday full play-by-play coverage. And we wrap it all up on Sunday. Reds at Angels, they close that series out, 1:10 p.m. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Louisville baseball at Miami, they close that series out, 1:50 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. And Sunday night baseball, Braves versus Rangers, 6 p.m. on both 680 and 93.9. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. I know texts are coming in fast and furious. We appreciate that as we're hanging out with our good buddy Wilson, 812 Hemp. Again, come on in, say 420 fun, get 25% off your entire purchase. And look, like Max and I were just saying, they've got local honey in here. They have bath bombs. They have stuff for your beard that's CBD. They have CBD shampoo, oil, all kinds of stuff in here. So come check them out. It's not just the Delta 8 and the Delta 9 products. It's a really cool spot here in southern Indiana. They've got skin relief. They've got, bath and body oil, men's everything bomb, makeup be gone. It's all natural. All CBD extract. So there you go. All right, James. Do you have the sound that the folks are clamoring for? Where I, instead of saying corn pop, I say porn cop.
No, not yet, man. I promise. I'm going.
Why are you?
I thought you were running back there and getting it. That's my fault.
Sound this bad.
Good night, Strebel.
Well, I thought. Well, I
need to let you know something. I'm back at the studio by myself, and you know what all has to be
James,
done. So I'm going to get it real quick. I promise.
James,
I'm sorry.
you take your time. Of all the times you've never pressed
no.
for a soundbite this much.
I thought he was getting it during the break.
Yeah,
that was my fault.
Spring game tonight. We have Reds. Good. City.
I want this sound. That's all I want.
When has James ever not gotten a sound for you? Calm down. He's got other things to do.
You are the ones yelling at me. I just asked for the sound. I didn't know.
You're demanding his whole get out.
I'm not demanding. It's my fault. I'm sorry, James. I thought you had it ready. It's my fault.
Why do you want to hear yourself make a gaffe anyway?
Because it's funny.
It really wasn't that funny, though.
It is funny. If you say porn cop instead of corn pop, it's funny.
Stop saying it. It sounds weird.
I'm going to step away from the board, and I'll be back in like 5 minutes. Don't go to break and don't drop.
I'm good. After the break. All right. Here we go. 437-9680. UPS jobs text line. Apparently something's going on Twitter. Did I get dragged into this?
Well, a dude set himself on fire in front of the Trump
courthouse. Saw that, man. That's absolutely crazy. That's the second time that's happened here in the last few months. You had the service member did it in front of, was it the one in Texas, right? Was it Fort Bragg?
No, I don't. They lit themselves on fire in front of one of the embassies.
It's one of the embassies. You're right. It's in front of one of the embassies. And now you have this. I mean, it's like people are losing their minds, man. I mean, people are absolutely losing their minds in this country. But I haven't seen any details about why this individual did that or whatever. Apparently, it's like live on TV, too, which is even worse.
Well, I mean, I think we know the meaning behind it. If you just read it as man sets himself on fire, I think you kind of know their ulterior motive at that point,
right? But is it an anti or a pro or what? That's the thing. Like, what political side was this person doing that on behalf of? That's my question. Like, what was okay? Or is it because you on anti-Trump or is it pro-Trump or what is it? Either way, it's not something you should do. It's a really bad idea.
0 out of 5 stars would not recommend.
No, you're going to lose that. I mean, it's sad that this person was in the state of mind to do that to himself or herself, to self-immolate like that. It's just, I don't know, man. I mean, it's who to think in the same year of 2024 we talking about two stories in the United States of two separate people and two separate incidences doing that. So just not the best. Not a great transition.
Talk sports.
Yeah.
Not
a great transition here. But we'll carry on regardless. All right. So have you seen the latest picture of Brock Vandegrift?
No.
Okay.
Why do I want to look at pictures of college players?
Well, because it's a big story.
Why is it a big story?
Well, you'll see it. You'll understand it when you see it. Now, this has taken the internet by storm. Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is our quarterback. Okay, hold on a second. Da, 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 da. All right, here he is. Okay, this is Brock.
Yes.
He's got some sunglasses from flannel. He has a looks like a mossy oak hat. He has a mullet. But then you scoot down here. And what's he got here, Max? What do you see?
Jeans that look very similar to mine.
A belt.
And he's got his iPhone on his belt.
He's got an iPhone on his belt clip. That's right. Now, when you see that, what do you think?
That's a man that's trying to protect himself from EMF radiation.
It's a man.
I mean,
it's fantastic. It says, phone clipped Brock Vandegrift is peak Kentucky. Big year coming for QB1 for the Wildcats from Blaine Gilmer. he's on the College Football Podcom, and he also SEC Unfiltered Football Analyst for SEC Football. So this is like people are falling in love with this. Like, Barstool's making a big deal out of it. They're like, we're all Kentucky fans this year. I mean, with this one picture, it seems that Brock Vandegrift is winning the hearts and minds. He doesn't look like a football player. He looks like a guy that would be at a gun show or a rodeo. One of those two, or maybe both. Maybe he goes to the gun show first, and then he goes to the rodeo. But, I mean, is this what you want your SEC quarterback to look like?
I want my SEC quarterback to be good.
Well, we don't know that now. All we know is this. This is all we have.
I don't know
if
I want him to look like that. He throws like five picks the first game.
But it's not even like nice flannel. It's like flannel that I would wear. I mean, it's not like bougie. Actually, I have nicer flannel than this. Like the flannel that I have, I get from Duluth Company. This doesn't look like Duluth flannel. It's like looks like Walmart flannel.
There's nothing wrong with Walmart flannel.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it, but I'm
very pro Costco flannel.
Costco and Walmart are two different conversations. I don't put them in the same stratosphere.
When it comes to clothing,
no. Costco's way better.
Well, yeah, it's better.
Way better.
It's better. I'm talking about when it comes to like brand. I don't know, like brand integrity, or I don't know what you call it, but just the whole concept of having. It's like, oh, he's wearing Gucci. Versus, oh, he's wearing Costco and then Walmart. It's like Costco and Walmart in the same tier.
So, no, I don't. I disagree. I think Costco's above Walmart. But the quality, the comfortability.
Well, of course. I'm not saying that. I'm saying from a status standpoint, Costco and Walmart are the same tier.
From a status standpoint, you're right. But, I mean, if it goes Gucci, Versace.
Costco.
No, Kohl's. Target, Costco, Walmart. That's my power rankings. Gucci 1, Versace, Kohl's, well, Costco, Walmart.
I don't think I think the nicest piece of clothing I have is from Men's Warehouse.
Really?
Like, that's the nicest thing I have.
I have some stuff from Macy's.
Is Macy's better than Men's Warehouse?
I don't know. I've never been to a Men's Warehouse.
Again, this is my wife buys all my clothing.
Yeah.
Buys all my clothing.
Or buys most of mine.
It's the only outfit she does not pick out for me is like what I come in to do for radio.
Right.
And even at work, I'll lay out a polo with a pullover or something. And the next morning, I'll walk in to change clothes and they're swapped. They've been swapped out.
Oh, she came in and she didn't like what you're wearing.
She'll spot check and be like, that doesn't go. And
she swaps it out.
At least my dad's got an excuse because he's colorblind. But it's just because I'm just not good at that.
Oh, Kellen's colorblind too.
Really?
Yeah, he's colorblind. Yes, so for years when he was younger, he could never match clothes. Like he'd come out wearing like a bright green shirt and like an orange pair of shorts, and we'd be like, Kellen, you look like a hillbilly. You need to go and change. Like, and he's like, what's wrong with this? Like, it doesn't match, buddy. Then he'd come out and he'd wear something even worse. And it's like, you can't wear it. So for years, like, we would get frustrated because he could never – we just thought that he was just like, there's something wrong with him. There is something wrong with him. But we thought it was like he just didn't care. And he just – so we took him to the eye doctor once. And she was running one of those tests where you have, like, the dot –
yeah.
In the middle, and it's like red, and you have a different shade of red in the number 3 in the middle. And so she noticed something when she's doing the eye exam, and she's like, hold on, let me test something real quick. And then she was like, okay, she put the dot up there, and she was like, what number do you see in that dot? And my daughter spoke up, and she's like, it's number 3. We were like, shut up. It's not your turn. It's his turn. We don't know what he sees. So she did another one, and he was like, I don't see a number. And she's like, oh, he's colorblind. So he cannot differentiate different shades of reds and greens. He can't. So that explained why he could never match clothes and colors, because he literally couldn't tell.
I think my dad is red, green, blue colorblind. So I think he's those three. And if I remember the story correctly, I'll get fact checked by my parents, but I think while they were dating in college, he did not know he was colorblind until college.
Oh, really? So he went that
like,
long?
No one even looked into it.
Wow.
Like, I guess so he would come out just looking like a hillbilly.
Right.
And my grandparents would be like, all right, well, I guess it checks out.
Yeah, but we know why now.
Exactly.
He was colorblind.
But if I remember the story correctly, it was my mother that finally was just like, are you colorblind?
Wow, so your mom was the one that guessed it. But now, does that disqualify you from military service, being colorblind?
I don't know.
Let me look it up.
It didn't disqualify him from. Here's the more scary thing. He's in the electrical contracting industry now. So the amount of different colored wires and all that.
Well, that's a great point. Wow.
he handles contract stuff on that end. So it's as long as he has a blue pen to sign a document, it's all good.
Okay. So introduction. Color vision deficiency (CVD) is a disqualifying condition for military special duty occupations. Okay, so you can't be like special duty, I'm sure, like Navy SEAL or something like that.
So a very interesting story about that. So in college, it was four football players, myself, but then we had one of my buddies from high school lived with us for 3 years as well, and he was in ROTC. And this dude was like next level, like IQ. He was in the Air Force ROTC at Kentucky.
Yeah.
He was going, basically was probably going to get accepted into the Spec Ops for Air Force. Like,
okay.
That's how good he was. Like, we had a government federal agent come to our house to vet us.
Oh, wow.
And question us about him.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest experience.
I had a conversation with the FBI. A friend of mine was applying for the FBI, and like he was getting the job, and they took me out to coffee, and they interviewed me. The FBI did, about my friend. Sorry, but continue.
So when he was I'm not going to give out his name because of the story, but he went to go to the gym, and it was a real bad snowy night, and he left. And then about 10 minutes later, we get a call from him at like 7:30. And he calls and he goes, "Hey, I need you to come pick me up. I think I need to go to the hospital." And I goes, "What?" And he goes, "I slipped on ice with my bike and I hit my head pretty bad." And so we go drive up, find him, and we look at him. He's like, "Oh, he doesn't look that bad." And then finally he turns and faces the beams of the car, and this dude's just covered in blood.
He went
face first and was showing some symptoms of a concussion.
Yeah.
And we show up to the hospital, and while we're getting checked in, they go, "Did he experience head trauma from it?" And while I was about ready to say yes, he goes, no, I did not. He said, "I cut myself." And it's because if it showed up that he had a concussion, he would not be able to fly in special operations.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So he was like, no, I did not.
No.
He didn't even get tested for it or anything?
Nothing. And I was so mad at him because the line, it was a Friday night that this happened.
Yeah.
So the line was going out the door at the hospital.
Yeah.
And we got to the hospital 8:40. We did not get home until 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Went through all that. And he did not even need stitches. They put glue in.
Oh, my God.
I was so pissed at him.
I would be pissed so bad. Yes, after they wasted your entire night.
Yeah. And guess what? If you would have said you had head trauma, we could have been out of here in 2 hours.
Exactly. Instead of sitting there waiting for your eye to get glued.
Yes. Now we had to go stare at this dude that's missing a thumb. And I had to carry on a conversation with someone missing a thumb. What do I say to him?
Yeah. I know. What happened to your thumb, sir? It's like in the it's like in Beetlejuice, when you're in the waiting room in Beetlejuice. You have the lady that's eaten by a shark cut in half next to you. You have the dude eaten by a shark or whatever. You have the guy that got his head shrunk by head shrinkers.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the situation you're in. So I had a former high school football teammate of mine. He went to the Navy because he wanted to be in the Navy SEALs. And he made it through the entire PODS training.
Yeah.
You know, that's the intense, you're on
the Hell
beach.
Week.
The Hell Week. He made it through there, and he actually made it pretty far into the next stage of it. They do a thing where they literally drown, like they drown you.
Yeah.
And so the first time he did it, his lung collapsed.
Oh, jeez.
And so his lung collapsed when they drowned, so they pulled him out, revived him and everything. He was off for a certain amount of time. So when he went back to do that again, his lung collapsed again. And after his lung collapsed the second time, they're like, "You can't do this anymore. You're out." So he got put out of the program because his lungs collapsed
twice. There's a former UK player that's a current Navy SEAL.
Really?
He dropped out at UK to become a Navy SEAL.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's a former fullback, and I played with him for 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
For 3 years, yeah. But he came into Morrow's office one day and said, "I'm quitting." And he's like, "Why?" And he goes, "I want to be a Navy SEAL." And he's like, "Oh, well."
What do you say to that?
Okay.
I mean, you can't, like, diss him and be like,
"No.
Oh, you wimp." And you're like, he's going to do something 100 times more difficult than this.
Exactly.
Not 100 times more difficult than playing football is training to become a Navy SEAL. And he's like, "Okay, if you're going to do that, okay, that thank you for serving our country, and good luck to you.
Guess I'm going back out on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, getting on the recruiting trail, but it's a fullback. I mean, no one really uses fullbacks anymore.
True.
So I was like, he's probably like, you know what? That's our last fullback.
That was an Eddie Grant. It was Eddie Grant off.
Well, never mind. Yeah. Does Butch Hampton use a fullback? 267-9680. Call in and let us know if you know if Butch Hampton uses a fullback or not. I don't think he does, right? But no fullback.
Fullback's a dying
bird. It is a dying. Yeah, it is actually dying. It's not a position that people.
It's one of the greatest injustices in football.
I used to love watching Mike Allstott.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He was the battering ram. He was a battering ram. It was fantastic. I loved Mike Allstott. Actually, I had a Mike Allstott jersey. As much of a Mike Allstott stan I was when I was in high school, I just loved because he was 100 million pounds and just ran people over. And he had these big, huge arms. As well. I used to be a Tampa Bay fan because of Mike Allstott. I also liked Warwick Dunn and also liked Rondé Barber. Well, the nice barber brother,
yeah,
not Tiki. Nah, Tiki's an ass. Rondé Barber's a nice guy. Did you see? I can't get into the story, but it was one of the most jarring things ever. My wife and I were watching the Summer Olympics years ago. It was before we were married, and Tiki Barber was on the coverage, and he got into an argument with his female co-anchor, and he called her something on TV. I can't repeat it. I can't even like give you a hint what it was because it's so bad. And, like, I'm sitting there watching this with my wife, and I looked at her, like, like, it's one of those words that you don't say to a woman.
Yeah.
And, like, Tiki Barber called her that, like, live on TV, you know. And my wife looked at me, she's like, he needs to be fired. And I'm like, yeah, I think he did get fired. I'll tell you off air what it was, but it was really bad. All right, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. One more thing here before we take a break. Did you see where FedEx is giving Memphis Athletics $5 million to use for NIL, which looks like to be the largest corporate partnership with athletes in history. Now, for years, when Penny Hardaway took the job, all we heard was like, oh, yeah, Memphis is going to get all the recruits because of FedEx. Yeah. And they didn't really – I mean, they got some good recruits early on, but since then, they've fallen off big time. They missed the tournament again this season. But, I mean, that's a $5 million investment for Memphis for college athletes for five straight years. So that's $5 million. So it's $25 million overall. And that's pretty – I mean – and of course, Louisville fans took to Twitter. UPS, wake up, UPS. Where are you, KFC? Where are you, Yum Brands? And obviously, I mean, is this the first of what we're going to see, like a domino effect, where maybe if you know whether it's you know FedEx there in Memphis, UPS here in Louisville, is Amazon? They're located in what, Seattle? I believe is that where Jeff Bezos' home base is for Amazon in Seattle, I believe. And I know Apple's out there. You have a bunch of stuff in Silicon Valley to where now all of a sudden you're going to have these major corporations saying, okay, we're in a college town. Let's go ahead and donate money. So I don't know if this will be the first, but that's significant, Max. $25 million for the entire athletic program. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more on who is who the CEO or the top executives are fans of.
Ah, okay.
I think that's going to be more.
Yeah.
So, like Tyson Food makes sense.
Yeah,
because Arkansas fan.
Arkansas fan. Yes.
Dallas Cowboys makes sense because Arkansas fan.
Arkansas.
FedEx makes sense because that's actually where it's located. But
it's a great
also
point.
Behind every rich CEO and behind every rich executive, there is someone in the background that is calculating the numbers on this. And a very important thing to remember is ROI, return on investment. And their only job is to make sure that whatever money a company is putting out, mm-hmm. that there's a return on that investment and then some for that company. So for every go-to big picture guy, there's someone from behind the scenes to go, well, that's probably not the best idea. We're not really our demographic isn't really watching college football. So maybe this is not a good investment for us. Maybe we should reinvest that into that new warehouse in Chicago. Maybe we should do that instead.
Instead of giving it to athletes at Memphis University.
So no matter how much fans want companies to be able to do that, and you'll hear maybe a faux pas thing or like, I mean, even still for like a FedEx, $5 million is not that big of a deal.
It really isn't, especially over five years, $25 million. See, I saw $25 million, I was like, holy bleep. Then it's like, okay, over 5 years, $5 million a year, that's to them, that's nothing.
Exactly. And it's probably they budgeted out for that as well. It's like, well, we usually give it to, it could be this also. I mean, if we want to get real dark with it, is that this was money that was originally going for like fundraising stuff or for community service, and they went, nah. We'll just give it to athletes.
Yeah, we'll give it the Penny Hardaway so you can get some 3 stars and 4 stars in there.
Exactly.
Transfer portal dudes. All right, Texter, we'll do some text here. Take a break. Texter, Gooby, that's a good woman that you have. I'm in the same boat. There you go. Texter, you can't defuse a bomb if you are colorblind. Cut the red wire. Texter, Freddie Maggard was colorblind and he was in the Army. Okay, there you go. I think it's, again, it's just like special ops and different special occupations in the Army. All right, let's go ahead. Oh, I'm leaving that. Oh, instant sleep. He's enjoying the show as he dozes off in Italy. Yes. There you
so
go.
So does it rhyme with that word?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you the entire story off air. It's definitely not made for radio. All right, on the other
I
side
have
of
the
things.
Sound too. It's a letdown, though.
Oh, it is a letdown?
You stopped yourself and, you know, but if you want to hear, you can.
Okay, James. Since you
no,
had,
we're going to play it now.
No, yes. No, let's play it. Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Play it.
Gooby is who Biden beat up. Texter. <Okay. laughs> No, that was Corn Pop. It's corn pop. It's Corn Pop who Biden beat up.
Oh, I did stop myself. I just said porn.
I didn't say porn
That doesn't
cop.
Make it better.
It doesn't make it better, but I guess the porn cop is actually someone that at least has some standing in something. Like, a police officer that makes
just
sure
stop.
You, like,
just
you don't
stop.
Watch it.
Just stop. Just stop.
which do you think is worse,
stop,
James?
Stop digging this hole. Stop. This is not worth it.
James, are you still mad at me?
No, I wasn't mad anyway.
Okay, good.
All right, I'd be mad at him.
I'm glad you're not. I don't want you mad at me, James.
No, it is true, though. You've never wanted to sound that bad.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear me say it. I thought it was going to be funny. And you're right. I never asked. Like, Andy was very demanding when it came to sound. Like, if
you
there was
know,
a sound, he
you know
he
the
wanted
program
it right
we
away.
Have tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And you know, well, you might not know everyone is out.
So, I didn't know everyone was out.
Like,
I had
not
no
producing
idea.
The show. I'm pushing the buttons when it's time for break, but I'm not here.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you were a lone man in the building. I wasn't privy to that knowledge. So, where was everyone at the spring game? They abandoned you and just went to the spring game, James?
Yeah, I think last week is when I said incompetence all around me. We'll go with that.
Look, I know why one person's off today, and I'm not going to say it on air because I don't want to start bleep. But
that person was actually here, though, so you know.
Oh, really? Oh, good. I'm glad. That makes me happy. We'll talk off air. All right, let's take a break. Are you okay, James?
That was me.
Oh, that was you?
That was me.
Oh, that was James that went, ah. I'll tell you off air, too. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we'll continue on with the show. I do have the question that I wanted to pose. Chances that something doesn't work out for either party. Duke is in shambles, which I love. That and more here on the Roundtable, ESPN 680 105.7.